This is how Friday started at the NovaCare Complex. 15-year-old cancer patient Colin Delaney prepped for his appearance on NBC's Today Show. As part of a Together We Make Football feature, Eagles general manager Howie Roseman and former cornerback Troy Vincent on hand as well. Delaney recently attended a camp at the Ronald McDonald House, one of the Eagles Care community partners this season. For Colin and his family, a special experience. He was at practice on Thursday, met his favorite player, LeSean McCoy. Quarterback Nick Foles also taking part in the football experience. And Colin and his family will be here on Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field, the site of football night in America, the Eagles and the Giants. We welcome you to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, counting down the hours before kickoff, all the talk, all the nonsense that's been going on this week, which I think has kind of been overblown.
I think it's fun. I mean, yeah. I've been part of the nonsense, obviously, yeah. But it's fun. It's fun to make fun of the Giants. It's fun to hype up the game. This is a game that's going to be great and hotly contested. Why not build it up?
I'm with you. I think from a football standpoint, I just think that's the part that I'm really interested in.
Of course.
The talk has really been mild compared to years past. It's been mild.
You
the media's drummed
the
it up,
somehow.
Buddy. But Bradley Cooper adding to the fun a little bit today.
Absolutely.
And making news up in New York. It has been an eventful week for the Eagles, and we'll take a look ahead with Sal Palantonio, who joins us in studio. Vinny Curry also joining us in studio today. But first, let's get caught up on everything that's happened here at the NovaCare Complex as the Eagles prepare for this NFC East showdown, our week in review, presented by Gatorade.
The Rams. 4th and 13. There goes Davis. He lets it fly, and it's incomplete. The Eagles will survive. Woo.
You know, the positive is that we're working from a situation where we're 4-1 trying to get better. But as I said yesterday, 4-1, 1-4 doesn't mean that you don't address the problems that you have.
I need to play better. I want to continue to play better. We're a 4-1 team.
We'll get it fixed. The bigger picture here is just wins. And right now we're 4-1. You know, we'll learn from this and move on to the Giants.
Hey, it was another great moment for special teams.
We try to help the defense and the offense, you know, get in good positions. And explosive plays have been happening. It's just guys playing their technique properly and playing it with fanatical effort.
A kickoff return for a touchdown, a punt return for a touchdown, and two block punts for touchdowns. It deserves a ton of credit.
You're going to be a bend and not break defense. Eagles are doing a good job, at least coming up big when it matters.
Now we're actually getting the quarterback hit and sacked and down the ground and actually hit, sack, and fumble.
That defensive front and the way they've played has made it a lot easier for the linebackers and also the secondary.
Anytime we're facing the Giants, I'm going to always start with Brandon Boykin in the slot versus Victor Cruz would be a key matchup.
It is starting to feel a lot like a rivalry with all this chatter.
I think anybody in the NFC East, whoever you're playing, there's always a rivalry, and especially the Giants and the Eagles.
I am fired up. Yeah. The Giants have won 3 straight games.
Yeah, something special. Especially tonight game, so you got to show up.
Sunday night. We got our Black Sunday thing going, and it'll be a physical game.
You know, it's like a heavyweight boxing match. May the best man win.
We expect a classic Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, physical, tough, hard-nosed football game this Sunday.
Oh, it's going to be big. The fans are going to be ready.
Let's bring the energy, boys!
It's survival of the fittest.
None of this. None of this stuff.
That's not what the Eagles are all about, man.
It's survive and advance.
Well, the emphasis is winning each week. That's it. Bottom line.
Win on 3! 1, 2, 3!
Win!
Well, certainly all eyes on the Eagles and Giants on Sunday night in prime time at Lincoln Financial Field. And one of the national media members who's been here covering the game all week is Sal Palantonio. You talked to him, Dave.
Yeah, Sal is here for the big game and in the locker room and really trying to take some different angles looking at the Eagles and the Giants. And when we return to Eagles 360, we're going to pin down Sal to make a prediction for this game and talk about a Giant resurrection in New York from 0-2 to 3-2. How for real are the New York Giants?
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. When you do, you'll receive a receipt code making you eligible for the Swoop In and Win sweepstakes. Just go to swoopinandwin.com and enter the code today. It's your chance to win Eagles tickets, Eagles Pro Shop and Acme gift cards, and Eagles autograph merchandise. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it.
With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding Scepter was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
He is looking fine in the studio, isn't he? Welcome to the studio here, Dave Spadaro. With Sal Palantonio, of course, from ESPN. Looking beautiful, brother.
Well, you know, I try to get dressed up for your show.
Thank you. Sal, of course, is here at the NovaCare Complex. Big game on Sunday night, the Eagles and the Giants. And to me, Sal, I've you know, talking about this all week, it's kind of the test for the Eagles. It's been an uneven road to 4-1, and don't know what to make of this football team. I think the Giants are a legitimately fine contender in the division.
You know, it's pretty interesting what's going on in the NFC. You have now two divisions where you have three teams over 500, the NFC East and the NFC West, right? So they play one another this year. And so far, if you take the Rams out of the equation, the NFC East is 0-4 against the NFC West. So it's going to be a battle of attrition to try to win this division. Not only are you playing one another, you're playing Cowboys and the Giants, and both the Cowboys and the Giants have righted their ship. Specifically on the offensive line.
We think so far. I mean, could this be a mirage at this point?
No. The Cowboys have three first-round picks, all playing well on the offensive line. The Giants' offensive line is better than it was the last 2 years, much better. Mm-hmm. I just covered the game Falcons against the Giants where they came back in the second half. They were down 20-10, and they did it with ball control offense with their offensive line. The Eagles have been decimated in their offensive line. But you still have to play the NFC West. You got to play each other. And you've got to play the NFC West. It's survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
It's survive and advance. We just watched Chip Kelly's press conference. You play each week to win that week.
That's right.
Whatever it takes.
Right.
People around here want to say, well, it's a soft 4-1. As Phil Simms said on the Showtime show, the Eagles are the most overrated number one team in the NFC in the division.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, okay. It's like, and you've been around here long enough, it's very similar to some of those early Andy Reid years when the Eagles won a lot of games, maybe not as convincingly as you wanted to early in the year, but it doesn't matter. I can't even tell you what happened 3 weeks ago in a game. All I know is that the Eagles beat the Colts.
If you remember the Baltimore Ravens when they won the Super Bowl, they lost three games in December.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, let's get to this game. Let's talk about this win one game at a time here. This week, Eagles and the Giants. How do the Eagles win this game, Sal?
Well, tell me if D'Amico Ryans is playing in the game.
Yes, he will play in this game.
Okay. If D'Amico Ryans is playing in the game, because looks like Michael Kendricks probably won't.
Right.
They really need D'Amico Ryans to play in this football game because Andre Williams, the rookie running back, is a bull runner. And they're going to need somebody who can tackle between the tackles. He's not very flashy. He does have some explosiveness, but he will run through first contact. So I'm very impressed with him. I'm very impressed with Odell Beckham Jr. Most of what they do is out of a three wide receiver set with one back and one tight end. And Eli Manning comes to the line of scrimmage, and he still has the pass run option at the line of scrimmage. If he likes what he sees in the run game, he'll call it. Vice versa. So a lot of what they do from a matchup standpoint is very vanilla, and they'll just try to beat you with their personnel. And they're doing that in the last 3 weeks. They're beating you with their personnel. Odell Beckham Jr., four catches in his debut, including the go-ahead touchdown against the Atlanta Falcons. I think it's really incumbent upon this football team, the Eagles, to challenge Victor Cruz and Odell Beckham Jr., challenge them. Because Reuben Randall's not going to beat you in this football game.
Had two touchdowns against the Eagles last year in a game.
He did. But in this particular game, they're going to rely more specifically, I think, on Cruz and Odell Beckham Jr.
And Larry Donnell is also a tough matchup.
In the red zone.
Right, the rookie tight end.
He was shut out last week against Atlanta.
Right. I look at the Eagles offense. That's where I want to focus right now the last couple of minutes here. Eagles offense against the Giants defense that I guess I wasn't that sold on them
early in the year. They've gotten a bit healthier. John Beeson, a question mark. DRC, a question mark. Eagles offense has been up and down. Your take on that matchup?
Well, it's going to be a problem until Evan Mathis and Jason Kelce come back, which is the Monday night game against Carolina.
We hope.
Yep, I think it's still going to be an issue blocking up front. I think they've just lost their identity as a unit, and they're starting to get their sea legs back. Now, these guys who have subbed on the offensive line, this is now their second full week together. We should see an improvement in blocking. Don't forget, everybody wants to come down on Nick Foles. Please. Am I looking at this camera?
Yeah, please.
Please stop crucifying Nick Foles. DeSean Jackson's playing in Washington. You've had injuries have decimated your offensive line. As Pat Shurmur said yesterday, teams are playing you differently because the Eagles have different personnel. LeSean McCoy's off to his slowest start of his career, okay? Has Foles missed some receivers? Yes. But you put everything else into the equation, and the fact that he has a bruised left shoulder.
I don't think that's a factor.
I do. I think he's a little bit gun-shy and doesn't want to get hit. That's why he's not setting his feet straight on passes. I think he's a little bit gun-shy. So that's the one criticism I will have of Nick Foles.
Who wins the game? How does it go down?
But please stop hammering Foles.
I'm not hammering Foles.
I think it's the whole offense.
You guys are hammering
not
Foles.
Not me. Look at me. I am a big Foles backer and supporter.
Good.
I think the Giants are going to win the game, and I rarely pick against the Eagles. I am loath to do it. Why? Like the players, have to walk into the locker room all the time. I live around here. When I pick against the Eagles, it's big news. People want to know. I think the Eagles are going to lose this game. I think the Giants are going to score too many points. I think it's going to be 31-27.
Well, we were so happy to have Sal Palantonio in the studio. Not so sure right now, but we do thank you very much.
Despite that segment.
This may not ever make the air, but thanks anyway, Sal Palantonio, for joining us inside the studio.
Hey, Eagles fans.
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win?
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Xbox One is giving you the chance to play with a pro. Enter to win a brand new Xbox One console and play a game of Madden NFL 2015 against Eagles cornerback Brandon Boykin at the NovaCare Complex. Enter today at philadelphiaeagles.com/Xbox. Sweepstakes open to residents of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf. Time to dig in a little bit. One of the young Eagles who we expect his responsibilities to grow.
That's certainly right. With Chris Polk banged up, it looks like the rookie third-round pick, Josh Huff, is probably going to handle the primary kickoff return duties on Sunday night. Of course, he had that return for a touchdown in the preseason, played his first game last week to get his feet wet. Could be a big role for him on Sunday night.
And so let's do it now. It's crunch time with Eagles wide receiver Josh Huff.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's Lay's Kettle Cook Presents Crunch Time. And our special guest is rookie wide receiver Josh Huff. And Josh, we have the jalapeno chips, and you said before the segment, this is your favorite flavor?
Yes, most definitely.
See? Gotta get that right off the bat here. Josh, made your NFL debut last week in the win over St. Louis. You had a catch for 4 yards. How exciting was it to finally get out there on the field?
It was definitely exciting. Just being able to get out there and get my feet wet and just get a ball and get that confidence, you know, and get things rolling. And just getting my feet wet with the handful of players I got. And I'm just looking forward to, you know, continuing on and taking each week and just crunching it.
What's it been like watching these special teams the first couple weeks of the season? It seems like touchdown after touchdown, week in and week out for a unit that doesn't usually produce that many points.
It's been satisfying, honestly, but it makes us want more. It makes us more hungry. You know, we practice that each and every day. We rep it until we can't rep it no more.
Go back to the preseason opener. You were able to take a kickoff back to the house for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. What was that like then, your first preseason game? You had that kind of impact.
It was definitely exciting. Just going back as a young kid, you know, I always envisioned myself doing something like that. And to finally have it happen in my first preseason game, my first NFL game ever, it allowed me to gain extreme amount of confidence and just go forward and just go all out. And you know, unfortunately, I got injured the week after, and it just, you know, it made me reevaluate life, made me reevaluate football.
What were some of the things that you learned during that time away if you were reevaluating so much?
I mean, just, you know, when I first came in, I was just going full speed and not really paying attention to, you know, the details. The NFL is really a detailed sport. And to have that much time, it's that much time. You just see so much thing. You just see so many things that you didn't see when you was really, you know, practicing and playing and stuff like that. So the things that I learned was, you know, you don't have to always go full throttle when you run a route. You got to really understand the type of player you're playing. You got to understand what's his tendencies and stuff like that. And, you know, you just got to understand where's the defender, where did you leave the defender and stuff like that. So I was able to gain confidence that way. And with Mac, me being behind Mac, I was able to learn from him.
Do you think that'll make you a better player in the long run, having that time to step back?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I had a talk with Chip, I think before we took off to fly to San Francisco, and he was just like, I know you want to play. I know what type of competitor you are. I know what type of player you are, but I want you to be 100% healthy. I want you to do the things that I know you can do.
Now, Chip Kelly, everyone knows, was your college coach as well as your coach down in the NFL. What has he meant to you, not only as a coach, but a father figure off the field as well?
He's definitely meant a lot to me. You know, he teaches you life lessons more than he teaches you football lessons. And that's saying a lot, because, you know, you look at our record, you see us 4-1. Whether it's a soft 4-1 or a hard 4-1, we stick together as a team, because as a brotherhood, because, you know, there's going to be times where you face adversity, and there's going to be times where things are not going your way. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you got to, you know, each and every one of us have to reach deep down and grab something out of us to continue to fight for each other. And you know, at the end of the day, we pick our heads up and, you know, we'll see victories, or we'll come up just short. But we just got to keep pushing, keep pressing. And that's one thing that I've learned from Coach Kelly, is just keep pushing no matter the situation you're in. Just keep pushing it. Everything will come to light.
So you grew up in Houston, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Was Chip Kelly the reason you went to Oregon?
Pretty much, about 90%. You know, just the feeling that he brought to me and my family when he came and did an in-home visit, and Coach Frost, you know, that was the big reason why I chose to go to Oregon.
Do you have a favorite Chip Kelly story, whether it's from your time at Oregon or in the pros?
I mean,
one that you could share with us. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, it was my sophomore year, I believe, and we was down at Stanford playing Stanford, and I think it was a close game while we was losing. I can't really remember. But he came in at halftime and just went bizarre. I've never seen him like this before. He just flipped over the table. It was like Gatorades and all everything on the table. He just flipped it over and got the team real riled up, and we was able to go out and eventually get the victory.
All right, so Josh, Oregon's known for its uniforms. Mm-hmm. The Eagles, for the first time ever, are doing the black jersey with the black pants. Mm-hmm. What's your take on it for Sunday night?
Black. I love it. I absolutely love it. I was able to do a couple of blackout games at Oregon, and I absolutely loved it. You know, that just a blackout game, it just brings so much. The intensity of the crowd, and we have a real passionate fan base, and just them being all black, and then you see a Giants fan or something, you know, it just brings the energy into the stadium even more, and with it being a rivalry, it just blows my mind. I just can't wait.
Josh, best of luck this Sunday. This is Lay's Kettlecook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Enjoy more than 10 delicious flavors and varieties made with the simple goodness of real ingredients to give you that extra crunch.
Well, Vinny Curry set a very prestigious record last week when he got his second sack of the season, giving him 6 in his career. That makes him, Dave, the all-time leading sack artist in Eagles history for a player from New Jersey.
Well, of course, we all expect there to be some more significant accolades, but for a stepping stone, that's not a bad start. For Vinny Curry, he's made a really nice transition into this defense. We all wondered how he would fit in. Well, year two is here in the Bill Davis defense, and Vinny Curry stepping up and making big plays. He'll join us in studio on the other side when Eagles 360 returns.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments on the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose, we get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover, 20 grams of pro caliber protein. From the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles defensive end Vinny Curry. The big sack on Sunday, all over Austin Davis. That is a free ride right into his grill. Had to just be like, wow, this is a great opportunity to make a big play.
The first thing I was thinking is, you know, just go for the throwing arm, get our offensive opportunity to take advantage of that possession.
Vinny, let's talk about the adjustment you've made here over these years. It's been a wild ride. It seems like it's coming together for you very nicely. The coaches are trusting you. You're getting some reps, and you're making a lot of plays.
You know, I just you know, control what you can control, and, you know, just do you. And, you know, in the meantime, you know, have fun with it.
Yeah. Are you having fun out there?
I'm having fun.
Yeah, do you feel like you're fitting into what this whole scheme's about, rushing from a nickel position? Inside, outside, a little bit of both.
Yeah, you know, Coach Davis is keeping things up for me, and, you know, for the most part, you know, I'm doing a really good job at it.
What is the biggest adjustment looking back from going from college and then having success in the NFL?
The biggest thing coming from college to now is, you know, patience with everything. Things ain't going to happen right away. So I had to readjust myself into that, and that's when kind of make you even more hungrier and more focused.
Yeah, that's that. I remember the days of you not being suited up on game days, and then you get field all the questions. And it must have looking back, helped you grow up a lot when you have to get the game taken away from you. Out of your control, coach is saying you're not going to play those games. Makes you really want it even more when you get back on the field.
Well, yeah, most definitely, you know, because you know deep inside that, you know, what you got can kind of help the team out, you know what I mean? But, you know, waited patiently and then everything just flowing together, you know, and for the most part, you know, is whatever I can do for the team to help the team out in the best way I can.
Giants on Sunday night, all black, boys to men at halftime. I don't know if you know that.
I
didn't
know that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't matter because you'll be in the tunnel, but we'll tape it for you and play it if you want. how do you feel about these kind of big division rivalry games in prime time?
You know, the Giants is riding high. We riding high, and Sunday night prime time. You know, it's like a heavyweight boxing match. You know, made the best man win, best prepared team win, and for the most part, on our part, you know, guys around the locker room, our coaching staff, everybody's really, really focused.
It does not sound, however, that you would compare this to a WWE match, which is one of your passions.
Right.
Do you not believe that that is true reality, man versus man in the ring?
Yeah, I mean, you got to give those guys credit for what they do. You know,
what do they explain to me why you are such a fan of this theater? This is theater.
I mean, it's theater, but you know, those guys sacrifices their body,
yes,
you know, for our entertainment. You know, and you got to, you know, applaud those guys for that, because they're going out there almost 300 and something days throughout the year without no vacations.
Right.
You know what I mean? So just to, you know, for our entertainment, I just grew up a fan, and I'm still a fan now.
Do you go and watch it live?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And what kind of fan are you? Are you up out of your seat cheering kind
of
fan?
Yeah, I'm up out of my seat. I come to the shows with the belt.
Really?
Stuff like that.
Good for you, man. And are you, do you have favorite wrestlers? I know Ric Flair's a guy.
Ric Flair is definitely my favorite wrestler. I like Ric Flair. I like Triple H.
Nice.
Shawn Michaels.
Nice.
Nowadays, you know, they're kind of like Brock Lesnar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brock's a former football player, right?
Yeah.
Could you ever see yourself someday going into that?
Yeah, most definitely.
No
yeah.
kidding, really?
Yeah, yeah. No,
sign
no
him up right now. The other thing you have to know about Vinnie Curry, from just an entertainment standpoint, young guy, likes to do things with his money, even before he had money. Not fancy cars, not fancy houses. He likes Jordans.
Yeah.
600 pairs of them?
I got a lot of pair of Jordans.
And how do you possibly, my son also is a big Jordan guy. Where do you put them? Were there boxes all over the house?
Nah, I mean, I give a lot of sneakers away as well. You know, I don't just hold on to stuff. I mean, I do hold on to stuff, but in the meantime, I give a lot of stuff away.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. And is there like the ultimate pair of Jordan sneakers out there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, there's some Jordans that, you know, I wouldn't even put on my feet. Just let them sit there in the box.
How much are they worth?
I would say a couple hundred.
And what are they? What a couple hundred?
Yeah.
Not more than that? I would think like hundreds and hundreds of dollars for these. You don't.
When I say a couple hundred, I'm like 1,500. You quite get a pair for stuff like that.
Oh. Yeah. And what are they? Which Jordans are they?
It depends. It depends on the year. Just make sure it's not stale. Make sure the sneaker's not stale. Make sure it's never worn. I got a lot of stuff that's never worn, and it's really rare to catch right now.
Have you ever camped out and at a store opening or a shoe release?
College days.
Did you do that?
Days, yeah.
That was good fun, man.
You know, me and my roommates, you know, just go up there, have the fold-out chair,
yeah,
and be sleep.
That's your tailgate.
Yeah, yeah.
See, that's your tailgate. Eagles fans' tailgate will come early on Sunday, before the game on Sunday night. How do the Giants, I know it's early in the week here, we're early in preparation, how do the Giants look to you?
They rolling. You just got to, you know, knock Eli, not let him get in the rhythm, and then we'll be fine.
And they got this big man, young man, Andre Williams, running the football.
Yeah.
Big, powerful kid.
Good running back.
Go get him at his legs.
Yeah.
Go get him. All right, Vinny, man, good seeing you.
Everybody's
glad to see Vinny Curry having success. Keep it going. Yeah. Get into the backfield. Make big plays. Get more Jordans. And maybe someday, after we win a couple Super Bowls here, we'll see you in the ring.
I'll definitely be in the ring.
Vinny Curry, we thank you for joining us today here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
In the locker room, we are all the same. Win or lose. We get what we need to come back for more. Gatorade Recover. 20 grams of pro-caliber protein. From the locker rooms of the pros, now in yours.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
For a limited time, stop by your local McDonald's and go for two with your favorite large soft drink in an Eagles Players Cup and large shaken flavor fries, including flavors of Zesty Ranch, Spicy Buffalo, and Garlic Parmesan for only $3.49. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Price and participation may vary while supplies last. We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, and Bo, the Giants offense, we talk about it. We talk about the wide receivers, Victor Cruz and Reuben Randall, and now the rookie Odell Beckham Jr. They have a tight end who is really, really dangerous.
And that guy who really nobody knew about heading into this season, but Larry Donnell has been a breakout player through these first five games. Our good friends from Eagles Game Plan, Mike Quick and Ike Reese, break down the new difference maker in the Giants passing game.
All right, Mike. Tight ends. It seems like every year there's a tight end that comes out of nowhere. This new freakish athlete scores a bunch of touchdowns. Well, it seems like the Giants have found a guy in Larry Donnell out of Grambling State.
Really, really talented, Ike. He's a matchup nightmare. At 6'6", if you match him up with a safety, that's a matchup problem.
He's too big.
With a corner, that's a matchup problem. So this is a guy that's going to, I think, be a problem for the NFC for a long time.
And you look at the trust that he's already built up with this guy right here. I mean, that's man-to-man coverage there. He's not that open, but Eli puts that ball out there early and lets Donnell use his athleticism to go up and catch the ball.
If you look at a lot of the passes that Donnell catches, they're high balls. Eli throwing the ball up, giving him an opportunity to use his gift, that long body, and reaching up, catching the ball. Here's a really nice route. He runs a little out and up on the safety, and there's no way that the safety can cover that.
Yeah, good job with the double move. He gives you the out and up. And again, the safety is there, but Eli, the trust in this kid, he's showing it by just putting it up there and letting this guy. Hey, that's just a throw where you say, you go get it over him. That's not a great throw. That's just put it up there, and I'll get it for you.
And I think there's a little ad lib to this because Eli's flushed out of the pocket, so Donnell makes another move. He has a flat route, then he makes that other move up the field, gives Eli time to find him for the catch.
You catch him here at the line of scrimmage. They've tried to cover him on the line of scrimmage, off the line of scrimmage, big guy, small guy. Nothing seems to work. Again, you got man-to-man coverage, inside leverage, everything with this kid. Eli says, just put the ball up at his highest point, and this guy will go up and get it.
You make a great point. They move him around a lot. Here he's the end man on the line of scrimmage. They put him out wide. They use him in a variety of ways. But, again, always seems to be a matchup problem.
And the thing you notice that you got to be impressed with, he catches just about everything with his hands. He's not allowing the ball to get into his body. He's catching it with his hands. And when you catch the ball like that, you have to have confidence, you notice, that you have strong hands, that it can't be knocked out. And he doesn't seem to have a problem with trust in his hands.
I think it's very impressive the fact that he was a quarterback, now a tight end, and probably one of the better tight ends in the NFC East at this point.
You watch him here in the red zone. Here's where he's the biggest problem for most defenses. I saw him on Thursday night versus the Redskins. This is versus the Lions. He scored 3 touchdowns versus the Redskins. This is Eli saying, okay, you want to go man-to-man coverage here? With my guy, I have the advantage. I'll put it up there for him. Let him go get it.
they know that putting him out wide, you're going to have a problem. Unless you're going to have a big linebacker to cover him outside, there's going to be a problem with the safety or a corner trying to cover him outside.
And the problem with putting a linebacker on him is that he may be physical enough to cover him, but can't he run with him? This kid here is big, and he has pretty good speed. He's the guy that the Eagles will certainly have to pay attention to.
Let's take a look at our weekend Eagles programming, the Eagles game plan show presented by Verizon Wireless on 6ABC on Saturday at 7:30. Inside the Eagles on 6ABC, Friday at 1:05 a.m., re-airs on Saturday at 12:05 a.m. Eagles game day kickoff gets you ready to go on Sunday, 11:30 in the morning on 6ABC. And then the Eagles game day final, it will air on Monday, so make sure you tune in after the primetime game on Sunday night. Eagles Extra presented by Acme on Comcast Sportsnet, Monday 6:30 with a re-air at 11 p.m. And then, of course, countdown to kickoff on 94WIP starting at 5 o'clock on Sunday night. Eagles fifth quarter, 2 hours after the game. And make sure you tune into PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the day on Sunday. And then at 7 o'clock, we've got our Eagles television programming coming your way. 8 o'clock, we've got the kickoff show live from the NovaCare Complex and Lincoln Financial Field. The halftime report is the live concert, Boys to Men from Lincoln Financial Field.
ABC, BBD.
Yeah, Bo and I will be down there crooning out of the press box in the stands. And then the postgame show presented by Rico. We'll have that for you. Bo Wolf and Ike Reese live from the NovaCare Complex. All the press conferences, everything you need to know. Talking about Sunday, it starts early for the fans. It's tailgate time. It's time now for our Amoroso's On the Menu feature. And, Bo, what are you going to have that day?
That's a good question, but I do want to put this on the record now. I believe next year this segment will be called the Deli Straighter.
Okay. Well, let's, for now, call it the Amoroso's On the Menu feature with Anthony from Rocco's Italian Sausage. He and he's got some special ideas for you on Sunday.
Hi, I'm Mike Kendricks with your Philadelphia Eagles. Today we have Anthony. Anthony, tell these fans where you're from.
I'm from Rocco's Italian Sausage, from South Philadelphia, PA.
Anthony, tell us what's on the menu today.
Today, we have a hot Italian sausage with fresh grilled peppers and onions served on a fresh Amoroso roll.
It's not an Italian sausage until it's on an Amoroso's roll.
Do you have a favorite tailgate sandwich? Enter your photo at the Amoroso Sandwich Selfie Sweepstakes for a chance to win an invitation to lunch with me at the Eagles facility. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/sandwich selfie.
All right, the game cannot get here quickly enough. Sunday, it's the Eagles and the Giants. Hashtag Black Sunday. The Eagles decked out black on black. A little white stripe down those black pants.
Nice.
Should be very cool to see. And, of course, a huge game for the Philadelphia Eagles. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Eagles 360. We're back Monday at 5 o'clock. Chip Kelly's press conference live the day after the Eagles and the Giants on Sunday Night Football. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.